former Alaska Natural Resources Commissioner Joe Balash is in line for a big job at the U.S. Interior Department. If confirmed by the Senate, he'll be Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management. He would oversee a wide swath of Interior, including the Bureau of Land Management and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. At his confirmation hearing today, Balash said his perspective on resource extraction formed early and was shaped by his love of salmon. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Balash now works as Senator Dan Sullivan's chief of staff in Washington. He grew up in an Air Force family and told senators that, as a child in the 1980s, he saw the decline of the steel industry in Pittsburgh, where he'd go to visit his grandfather.
At the time, he used to curse the EPA for shutting down the mills that employed him and his brother Teamsters. At the time, I concluded the only choice we had was either good jobs or a clean environment.
Then his dad transferred to Eielson Air Force Base, and the family moved to North Pole. Balash says he spent his early teens fishing for salmon wherever the family's Subaru could go. He says learning about the life cycle of the salmon gave him a greater appreciation of clean water.
And at the same time, I began to learn about the Permanent Fund Dividend Program and where our state's wealth came from.
The moral of his story? Balash says you can have both, responsible development and clean air and water. He says he's a consensus builder, a guy who likes to bring all sides to the table. He says he's fully committed to listening to people affected by the department's decisions and really taking what they say into account.
I believe that you get much further when people come to an understanding jointly, collaboratively, by first understanding the problems that each other has and then identify solutions together.
Mr. Balash may have trouble basically fulfilling some of the ideals that he talked about today.
Lois Epstein, Arctic Director for the Wilderness Society, says an August 31 order from the Interior Secretary could undercut Balash's good intentions. The order establishes a 300-page limit for environmental impact statements on complex projects the Interior Department considers. It also says the reports should be completed within a year. Epstein says that's likely to mean excluding information.
And the public process is incredibly important, and sometimes it takes a long time to schedule. There are hunting seasons for subsistence hunters that have to be taken into account, as well as the fact that some of the projects in Alaska are just enormous.
The new limits are not ironclad. According to the directive, reports can be longer and take more time with the approval of an Assistant Secretary of the Interior. Assistant Secretary, that's the job Joe Balash would hold, if he's confirmed. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she expects her Energy and Natural Resources Committee will approve Balash soon, sending his nomination to the full Senate. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.